Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Tarek Bibi. Before I bring him on, just a couple of announcements. First, you can always get regular episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Click that link in the description and check us out on Rockfin. This is where you can get all the juicy premium content that you won't find anywhere else, but you can get our regular shows and all the amazing content from every creator there on Rockfin. Click the link in the description. You can create a free account and check out what they have. Also, check out the new amazing podcast by the Forbidden Knowledge Network, Inception, Raised by Giants, Day Zero, Understanding Propaganda, Dawson Time, and of course, Forbidden Knowledge News and Beyond Classified. And you can get them all in one place now, our website, forbiddenknowledge.news. And finally, guys, we're living in extremely unsure times, and an emergency food supply would be a really good investment right now. Check out the experts in emergency preparedness, My Patriot Supply. Their nutritious, delicious food stays good in storage for up to 25 years. And right now you can get up to $100 off a 4-week supply of food. Just click the link in the description to see what My Patriot Supply has to offer. Today I want to welcome Tarek Bibi. He is a starseed, empath, healer, and lightworker who has already changed the lives of thousands of people. He works with healers and people on the spiritual path to help them thrive doing what they love. Through his revolutionary infinity healing modality, he is able to help his clients achieve and manifest their heart's desires with infinite ease and grace, even if they have not been able to achieve their results elsewhere. Tarek, welcome. How are you doing today?
Amazing, Chris. Super honored to be here. Thank you for all the work that you're doing. And I love that you consolidated all these awesome podcasts into one place. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And I appreciate you coming to the show. Been looking forward to it. You offer unique healing modalities that are really helping people with past traumas and getting to the root causes using techniques that you've developed, and you yourself have overcome some major traumatic experiences in your own life. In fact, in your email, you mentioned an experience that many will either never experience, and if they do, it takes a lot of courage to even talk about. Now, this is your first time on. I'd love to hear, if you could, what got you started down this path, and how did this all start for you?
Wow, brother. Great question. And like many of us, I feel we've come here from higher dimensions, different planets, different frequency vibrations. And it was a shock to my system coming into this life. I remember as a kid praying to God, asking, why is it so dense on this planet? Why does it feel hellish? Why are these people who are abusing me or traumatizing me on a daily basis? Like, my question to God was, why did you send me these demons? And even one of them, I would say, why did you send me Satan to be in this close of a vicinity into my energy? And I'm talking about a human being. So I was very confused. I was very shocked, but I also had this level of I would have empathy for people, even if they were beating me up, even if they were traumatizing me. I would just look at them from a place of, wow, this person is really hurting. I didn't have strong boundaries back then. I didn't know how to go yes and no. So I would just, wherever I would go, I'd bring up people's crap. They would lash out on me. And the cycle would continue. So born in Jordan, my heritage is Palestinian, Lebanese, felt like an alien incarnated into my race. I'm proud of the race that I'm in, but I always felt like an alien, even at school. Growing up in Dubai, we moved there when I was 4. Kids would kind of approach me like I'm an alien, like everyone kind of would get along, and then they would approach me like I'm this weird being. But they'd open up to me, and I just knew something was different about me. And I just had such a hard time. School made me feel like I was stupid. I had a hard time focusing. My dad would come back from work all stressed out, and just like kind of my presence would just hold space for him to unleash and release all the stuff he's holding on to. So it would just feel like it was directed at me, and I thought he just hated my guts and wanted to make me feel less than. So I grew up feeling like a piece of crap. I'd have the lowest grades in class, very confused. And many years later, I realized I almost got a heart attack. I was abusing drugs and alcohol. It was a dark place I was in. I moved to Canada. I was in Toronto. And I dropped out of college after taking a philosophy elective because I started opening myself up to what is the real purpose of me being here, and got into David Icke's work and started a whole journey like many of us have been on. And I remember even going around college posting these posters saying, hey, let's talk about like what's the truth behind all of this, and meet me in this random room. And someone kept taking the posters down. So I knew that the conspiracy was real because they were taking down those posters.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's anyways, I reached out to my dad. He was still in Dubai at the time. And I reached out and I said, I'm ready to forgive you. I don't know why you were tough on me, but I'm ready to let this go because it's literally killing me on the inside. And that forgiveness allowed me to hear his perspective, how he truly loved me and wanted the best for me. And I felt reborn in that sense where I let go of my religion. I was born Muslim, my mom's Catholic. So I let go of those, had a direct connection with the divine, and just started reading every book I can about the power of manifestation, the power of the subconscious mind, what's going on behind the scenes. I'm obsessed with that. It's almost like a full-time job that I'm not getting paid for. At least you're getting paid for it, Chris, but like a full-time investigative job that no one's paying me to do. I feel like, you know what I mean? So 10 years of doing that. And I reached a point, brother, where the rabbit hole, it didn't serve me to go any deeper. I was like, I think I know enough now. And with that information, how can I alchemize it? How can I inspire folks? How can I be the change? How can I represent the solution or hold a frequency that can balance all of that stuff? Because some people don't come out of that tunnel, right? Some people come out very damaged by it. And the fact that we were able to digest it and do something about it is pretty amazing. So here I am, I birthed an infinity healing modality, which my guides told me I needed to do. And I fought them for years because I was like, I'm the young kid on the block. What do I know about healing? There are all these other healing modalities. And I just got the feeling, being an indigo child, I'm not here to just do what's already on planet Earth. I'm here to birth something that is based on the frequency that we're in now and the times we're in. And from a hump, like just from a kid who just thought not much about himself, to have it now translated into many languages and taught worldwide. We have a 12-year-old in India who's doing it. We've got it translated to Arabic, French, South American, Spanish or Hispanic, and Portuguese, and infinity healers worldwide spreading this modality that really helps people in a very easy way pinpoint their big traumas, clear them once and for all, so they can align with their purpose, so they can be who they're here to be and do what they're here to do. And I'm also a rap artist, so I put a lot of my messages into my rap music, and I encode healing frequencies into it. And feeling blessed, man, to help people live their true passions and thrive financially and spiritually from their gifts is something I struggled with. I used to get fired from all the crappy jobs. And then for me to find out that, oh, wow, I have a purpose and I can make a difference and make money doing what I love. And now I'm just I'm campaigning for the world to also find their passions and help them thrive from it. And I've been doing that for 10 years and it's been such a beautiful journey. But still up and downs with all the traumas I've been through, I still struggle with addiction and isolation and depression. I'm still human, although people tend to put me on a pedestal, but I'm very human and I still need support and help. And yeah, spiritual warfare is real.
Yes, it definitely is. And thank you for that. You know, a lot of people that go on these similar paths have a very similar stories to you. But you have also had some, intense contact experiences with non-human entities that, in some cases, were not so nice. Isn't that right?
100%. I mean, I feel like if I was born into the body of a snake and my nature is to sneak up to other creatures and kill them, that's how I put myself in the shoes of these beings. That's their nature. Right? They lack the empathy I have. They're in survival. It's hunt or be hunted. So yeah, from their perspective, it's just pure survival. And it sucks for us because it feels you know, we have a different mindset about it. We're like, you know, that's abuse, that's trauma, that's manipulation, that's spiritual warfare. And from their perspective, they're just like, we're surviving here. We're just doing what we need to do to survive. But yeah, a lot of actually some of them pretty terrifying experiences.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, would you be able to tell us about some of those experiences and possibly what kind of entities that, you know, based on your understanding, were they?
So, brother, there's so many. I remember once being in a library. This was me just leaving the nest of where I lived with my family and dropped out of college to find my passion. And I was just reading. I was pretty much living in the library, reading every book I can in the New Age section, and got interesting with David Icke's books. I would order them from the public library. And I remember this one lady who just felt like her intentions were not good. Like she was some kind of person controlling the information that people are getting to read. And I kept ordering David Icke's books. And then she saw that I was ordering his books. I felt like she wrote a note on the side. And then when I went to order the books, they were no longer available in the library. So I started like what I was reading about, I was experiencing it. So if I'm reading that there is this system in place that's there to keep us ignorant and not aware, I would experience it. I remember being in a library and seeing what literally looked like a woman, but she didn't look human, and she was very small, and she's sitting there observing humans writing notes, and I'm sitting in front of her like, is this for real? I was working at a youth shelter, and I had a guy come in. I used to do sports and rec with the kids. So these are troubled kids in the troubled area of Toronto. It's actually Scarborough, the suburb there. And this kid comes in right at the end when all the kids are going upstairs to go to their rooms for the night. And he comes in last minute, and I'm finishing up cleaning stuff. And then there's this little room where it's like the safe room, and you walk in from one area and you exit the other area. And he came in last minute, and he felt like he was stressing out and freaking out. And this is after reading stuff about reptilians, shapeshifters, and snake eyes and stuff like that, the reptilian eyes. And then right before my eyes, Chris, it's one thing to read about it, and it's another thing to experience it. And I'm big on let's experience it for ourselves, whether it's contact with aliens or UFOs or reptilian beings. Literally right before my eyes, I saw his eyes shift from human eyes to complete reptilian eyes, so complete slit. But I also was in an event once, and I felt like it was easy for me to go into fear, but something kind of took over. Like my soul was just like, chill out, Tarek, you're not in danger. You're just in the presence of someone who's a hybrid, just like you're a hybrid on some level, I'm a hybrid on some level, and we're all somewhere on the spectrum. And I remember being at an event where we got up and we just started joking about reptilians and whatnot. And this woman behind us said, hey, that's discrimination. So she also was some form of a hybrid. And that stuck with me, brother. I actually took it to heart, and I said, yeah, that's right. Just because someone looks different doesn't mean that we get to poke fun at them and make fun and talk down on them. And ever since then, I was very mindful of how I speak about other beings who are not fully human, just like I don't feel fully human. So there was an experience at Mount Shasta where I was camping right outside of the mountain, tons of paranormal activities. People are talking about having pictures of giant footsteps in the parking lot that take the space of a bunch of cars. People are videoing their partners flying with a, what are they called, like a glider, but like not relying on air, like the person had control of the glider and he was gliding right above the mountain. And she was saying how she has footage of him going in and out of this dimension because he would just disappear for 15 minutes and come right back. But my own personal experience, and I've had these since I was a kid, and I'm sure you guys listening can relate to it, but it was the presence of the heaviest, densest, felt like the scariest entity I've ever experienced. Woke me up 3 o'clock, or some, maybe my higher self woke me up at 3 a.m. And I felt the presence right there. And instead of freaking out, without thinking, just instinctively, my being was filled with, first it was like cold shivers, but then it was just filled with so much light. Instead of feeding it fear, my instincts probably just filled me with love or something that stopped it from feeding off of me. And in that moment, Chris, for the first time, I realized I'm not the one afraid. I'm not afraid of the dark. I always used to have this thing where I need to keep a light on. I need to feel safe at night because God knows how many things happen. But I realized I'm not the one afraid. They're the ones. I was empathically feeling what this entity was feeling, and it was terrified. It was so scared. It was so terrified. And I empathized with it, but I also asked, you know, the beings of light that work with these kind of things to send it either up into the light or down into the ground or back to its home dimensional origin, whatever needs to happen. But it's just not, you know, I had to do the big, like, energetic, no, you're not allowed to be in my field, in my presence. So those are a few of the experiences. And recently I was working with a healer and she was muscle testing. And she was like, something happened to you when you were four. And I was like, I moved from Jordan to Dubai. So maybe it was the trauma of uprooting from one country to another. And she was like, no, you experienced abuse at age four. And I was like, no, it was my dad was the, like sexual abuse. I was like, no, my dad, my mom and my older brother, there's no way any of them did that. And she muscle tested. She's like, wait a minute. And we spent so much time trying to figure it out because it's like detective work. It's not like a psychic where you just get the downloads. It was, okay, let's ask the right questions. And so if it's a yes, it's a strong, you know, you can't break through your fingers, but if it's a no, it just breaks through. And she's like, human? And then what, human? Yeah. So that did that. And she's like, non-human. And so it was like a non-human being that created some kind of sexual abuse. So I have been talking about this just so that people are aware of if they have these clear reasons why they have a hard time staying in the dark or something at night or not feeling safe in their homes. And there's no logical reason, nothing happened to them on a physical level. I'm just sharing the story to hopefully spread light and awareness because we're all trying to figure out what's going on in the dark. And we're just, the more we talk about it, the more information we have, the more we can get it. And so apparently this reptilian being, multidimensional, interdimensional being, sexually manipulated me at age four, meaning they activated my kundalini energy or my sexual energy. And I remember being very highly sexual at a very early age. So, you know, a lot of expression of sexual energy very early on. And unconsciously, Chris, I was feeding this entity. So it's almost like I had created some kind of bond, contract, agreement, cord, right, where that was all going to feed this being. And that being apparently was, first of all, it wasn't sexual molestation or abuse. It was a sexual feeding, which I needed to distinguish. And then two, that being was just doing what it was told. That being was some kind of soldier or, you know, some, wasn't the higher up. He was just told, go to this person, me, and do this thing and get the energy from them. And I wonder if how many light workers, light warriors, star seeds, people who are here to do good things, I wonder how many of them are being targeted. And the experiment they were doing with me was shame. So unconsciously, Chris, after that, it's almost like I had this black cloud around me. And at school, people would just react to it. The bullies would react to it and beat me up. You know, my dad would lash out his frustrations on me. It's almost like someone put a black cloud or a spell or something that would just magnetize negative experiences to me, which could have easily sent me off track or got me to be jaded or stop loving people or stop caring. So I feel like it was an experiment on how we can create shame in the energy of a light worker so that they don't feel good enough to have a loving partner to fulfill their purpose or whatever the case may be. And that experiment failed terribly.
Well, that's good. Here I am. Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, like I said, if people do experience things like that, it's so hard for them to even want to come out and express what happened to them, just because, you know, the fear of being shunned from society, being called crazy, all the things that could possibly have gone along with that. I can understand why it's really hard for people, and I'm, you know, glad you're offering this and telling people about this, so it may give people more courage to actually share their stories. I want to touch on something you said earlier about, you know, human hybrids, how basically they're everywhere. We're all hybrids. And, you know, you shouldn't discriminate because it, I guess each, you know, even off-world entity, even race, it has good and bad and everything, just like the rest of existence. You know, it's duality. But I'm wondering with this hybrid situation, you said we're all a form of hybrids, and you were saying how as a child you didn't feel human. Well, I didn't really feel human I still don't feel human lots of times. You think everyone has a degree of hybrid, or are there some people that are just, they don't have this kind of starseed aspect? You know what I mean?
It's a great question, brother. I have such a hard time with hierarchy. I don't know why. Like, even growing up in Dubai, it was like very hierarchical. There was like super wealthy and super poor, and class system, and wherever planetary origin I was from, it was just all pure love and we're all equal. It's very simple, right? And then I come here and there's all this stuff, but I mean, I really believe we all came, like, we were all oneness consciousness at one point. We were all oneness consciousness, and we all separated in order to experience what's not, or at least this is something I read that really resonated with me. So if we're all love, we're all one, what does separation feel like? What does the opposite of love feel like? What does fear feel like? So we won't know who we are till we experience the opposite. And so we come here, beautiful experience to play with the polarities and to know who we are on a deeper level and to experience the opposite of what we are. But I feel like there are souls that maybe came from their soul's evolution or their planetary origin is just highly evolved or more evolved. But as evolved as we are, brother, if we feel we're a lot more evolved than other people, some being can manifest itself in front of us right now and make us look like primitive apes, right? So it's not about, yeah, but I definitely feel there are older souls and there are newer souls. And I feel like when I grew up, I was surrounded by older soul, newer souls, or souls that maybe have just been stuck in the same trap over and over again and haven't gotten it. And it seems to be that some of us come here and we're just there to remind people and wake people up and just snap them out of their conditioning to remember who they are. And they've been speakers and healers and people all over history, throughout history, the ones that we know, and there's so much more that we don't know, that have come to do that. Hey guys, guess what? You are of the light. You are connected to the divine. You are the seed of the divine. You are one with the divine. And just want you to remember that. And as Bill Hicks says, and we kill those people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this. Based on your understanding and all your experiences and all the research you've done, like you're saying, on what is actually going on behind the scenes and the nature of reality, what is this matrix? What are we on? What is our purpose here? You know, there's many different beliefs. It's a training ground, spiritual training ground, to get to the next level, to experience, like you were saying, even the opposite of what we were coming from source. Do you think that's what this experience is here?
So that's a great question. Imagine there are infinite possibilities of where we can incarnate, planet, dimension. There's infinite places, right? I was told about myself, wow, there's this opportunity to incarnate onto planet Earth. Beautiful experience. I was like, that sounds like fun. Let's do it. So I think so that's my experience. But maybe for many people, there's the soul recycling trap. So there's a theory that when you die, these beings of love approach you and go, Chris, let us look at your life review. And oh, look over here. You didn't do this and you forgot to do this and you haven't said sorry to this person and you pissed this person off and you created unresolved karma and your purpose was to reach a zillion people and you only reached a billion people. Chris, you have failed your life mission. You need to go back to Earth and do it again. Some crap like that. So I'm not a fan of you need to learn lessons. It just really doesn't resonate with my being. I feel like we are all knowing beings on one level. We're infinitely powerful, conscious, sovereign, free. And I hear a lot of people say things like, I hope this is my life last lifetime. I hope I clear all my karma. I hope I learn the lessons. And it just makes me, it hurts me to hear that because it sounds like there is a force outside of us that's dictating what we as sovereign souls can do. I believe we can choose to never come back here if we want to. I believe we don't need to learn lessons if we don't want to. Like we're sovereign beings. We have to move forward from life every single day, reminding ourselves and embodying we are sovereign beings. I feel there are trickster beings that approach us when we die, when we're most vulnerable and pretend to be Jesus, Buddha, whatever we believe in, our loved ones on the other side. They do the review and I feel like they might manipulate, coerce us or guilt trip us into coming back. So I believe there's beings that just keep coming back over and over again. Because these entities that are feeding off of us can shapeshift into anything. They know what our fears are. They know what we believe in. They even know what our spiritual ego wants. So if our spiritual ego really feels we're here to save the world, if we bought into that program, then they can just say, hey, you didn't, you know, there's still tons of people in prison on planet Earth. You got to go back and save them. And our spiritual warrior ego will be like, all right, we'll get it right this time. So whatever, they can just see through it, just like in sleep state. If you've ever experienced a nightmare with these beings, they know they'll play out your fantasy. They'll play out your nightmare. They can just see it really easily and use it to their advantage. So it's really important that we, and we'll do an activation of the sovereignty. So that not only now, but even when we transition out of here, that we always make decisions from a place of, is this feeling 100% in my heart accurate? And I really, truly believe this false light kind of derails us when we transition. And I've been just meditating on this idea of the void. And I feel like the word void has the word up. The word avoid has the word void, which is a mind fuck to stop us from going into the void. And the void to me is like back to source, back into the womb of creation, back into nothingness. And it's almost like every movie, horror movie, it's always like, you know, avoid the dark, go into the light. And what if that's everything else has been backwards, right, Chris? So why not take some time to meditate on this light and dark thing?
Yeah. Well? Yeah. Very well said. Now you said you remembered kind of your agreement before incarnating here. How did you come to have these memories?
Yeah, so I actually didn't remember it. It was working with a soul sister that I had trained in my past life regression course. So I trained people to do advanced hypnotherapy, past life regression, in between life regression, future life regression. And after teaching her, she also does Akashic record reading where she can just tap into your soul's story, like everything your soul experienced, she could tap into it. And when I had started sharing about my experience with this H4 trauma with the reptilian being, she was getting all these downloads for me throughout her knowing me. And she is the one who confirmed to me, and it really resonated when she shared it that. And I didn't share this story. So she said, when I came here to Earth, it was my first incarnation on Earth. I thought it was a great idea. These trickster beings that I didn't know were trickster beings. So I feel like I really, these tricksters have been with me for a very long time, and I have a lot of work to do in terms of forgiveness because I was stuck in a place of we need, like I was almost waging a war against them just with every video. I was like, we got to fight them back. And that just means I need to forgive them and really heal that wound on a deep level. So I'm only talking from a place of I'm whole and complete and I'm healed and I have no charge towards them. Like, obviously I'm human and I can still be like, this is not okay. What's happening on our planet and with children and energy manipulation, you can still have that energy. But if I'm coming from a place of jadedness or anger, anger is not a bad thing, but like unforgiven, if I'm leaving, I want to make sure I'm coming from a place of I'm at peace with what happened and I'm moving forward from a place of inspiration is what I'm saying. But they also manipulated me. They said, please, in order to go into planet Earth, you need to give us all your loving energy. And when you go into Earth, we'll give it back to you. And I can't remember what constellation she said I was from, but in that constellation, everything's just pure love. It's like the Beatles songs, like all is love. Love is all there is. And then I gave them all my love because I was also very naive. We don't think that way. We don't think someone can be that evil or manipulative. We assume because we have good intentions that other people do it. It's a beautiful lesson here on Earth. And then we realize, oh, some people don't have good intentions. But I gave them all my love. And then I went into Earth, and that's how they fed. That's how they feed themselves, through loving energy. They don't know how, just like a narcissist who doesn't know how to feel worthy and deserving to receive love. They feel the only way they can get love is by coercing people and manipulating people and lying to people. And they're not bad people, narcissists and these entities. I just feel like, wow, I feel so bad that they have to lie to get it, because had they just asked for it, I would have given it to them. I would have been like, oh, you guys don't know how to love? Let me teach you how to love. Let me teach you how to fish so you don't have to keep feeding off of me for the rest of my life. Let me connect you to the source where you can get all that you want directly all day, every day.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of entities that are here just to feed off of humanity, and that we really need to be careful with what we're interacting with, right?
100%, brother. I think it's probably the most important topic that needs to be talked about, is how can we make sure that all our energy is going towards creating what we're here to create, or feeding a love-based reality? Because it's like an investment. If we have a certain amount of money, we have a certain amount of energy. How much of that money and energy is going towards creating the new Earth, and how much of that is consciously or unconsciously going to empower the fear-based reality, or going to feed the entity reality, kind of like Monsters, Inc., where all that fear goes and creates their whole world, which comes from our energy. So imagine a reality where we go, wait a minute, I'm not doing that anymore. Boundaries. I know who I am. Once I remember who I am, I can't go back to forgetting, like the Matrix. And then imagine now it's like, whoa, kind of like Neo when he's like, whoa, I can stop the bullets, like that kind of remembrance. And then saying, okay, wow, if my energy is so powerful, and my power is so powerful, imagine now me consciously using my energy and directing it and focusing it and building and creating. And imagine, a lot of us starseeds feel like we want to escape planet Earth and go back to wherever we came from. But I really feel like we're here to bring whatever home is for us. If home feels like a bunch of people living in harmony and community with Earth, then we can create that here. So we're not here to escape this reality to go back up there. We're here to bring whatever that vision is and anchor it in, into this reality.
Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago activation of sovereignty, a technique that you would like to introduce to the audience. I think now would probably be a good time to do that before we get into any of the other things that we're going to talk about today.
Beautiful. Well, Chris, it's so simple. I feel like things that come from spirit are super simple, and things that come from a person's mind are so complex. And for me, it was just very simple. It was a modality that is based on the fact that source energy, God's energy, universal energy, creator energy is infinitely powerful, infinitely conscious, it's infinite healing, and it can do infinite things for us so we can be our infinite selves. When we are our infinite selves, we're unstoppable. We remember who we are. We're cleared of all these blocks. So all of this gets activated when we give our consent, and our consent is yes. When we say yes, we're giving permission to this energy, whether you call it God or source universe, to do all these things for us, even more than what we know to ask for. Sometimes modalities go, okay, let's clear beliefs or fears or emotions or root traumas or clearing karma, ancestral stuff, past life stuff. Although infinity healing does all of that, it also encompasses more than what we know to ask for. So as much as we think we know as healers, there's so much that we don't know. So why try to compete with the knowledge of infinite intelligence? Why not work side by side with it? So let's go into it. I invite everyone to close their eyes, take a deep conscious belly breath. Starting now, we're activating the infinity healing, which is source, God, universal energy connecting to us, doing infinite things for us so we can be our infinite selves. If you'd like to receive that, you can go ahead and say yes. Yes. If there's anything stopping you from receiving the maximum or clearing the maximum during today's process, would you like to clear that? Yes. If there's any part of you resisting, sabotaging, interfering with you being able to experience all that is best for you right now, would you like to clear that? Yes. Would you like to set aside that resistance now throughout today's session and even after? Yes. And would you like to show it from the highest perspective what's actually going on so that your perspective is the same as divine intelligence perspective? Yes. And starting now, we're activating, downloading, embodying, transmuting anything and everything that's in the way of you being able to experience your infinite freedom, infinite empowerment, infinite sovereignty. This includes our mind programming. This includes our energy. This includes our contracts from past lives and between lives. This includes any black magic, any less than love energies, entities, hooks, attachments, spells, black magic, interferences, implants, etheric, physical, all of that. Bringing our being back into its divine blueprint, transmuting anything that found its way into our field that is not of the divine blueprint, creating that strong, healthy boundary, activating that light body that allows us to be impenetrable. And ending those contracts, cutting the cords that no longer serve us, sending any interference back into the light, down into the ground, back into their home dimension, planet, permanently in all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. And we can just affirm three times the sentence, I am sovereign. Starting now, I am sovereign. I am sovereign. I am sovereign. Please, Source God Universe, integrate more than what we know to ask for, so that this or something greater will happen. Help us manifest all our heart's desires so that we may feel fulfilled on all levels. And please spread this powerful intention to our whole entire lineage, future generations, all lifetimes, all space-time and dimensions, to all beings on our planet, everywhere, always and always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. And that's it. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think from there we could talk a little bit about, you know, what else do you do to help people, you know, thrive on all levels and align with their purpose?
Yeah, brother, I'm an Aries. I mean, someone just told me after 2021 it goes down, and apparently now I'm just not just the Pisces, but more Piscean. But I'm just very, or maybe as an indigo child, as a star seed, I'm just like, let's get it going. Like, I don't have all the time in the world. I'm impatient. I want it all. I want it now. Maybe in a good way, maybe sometimes in a negative way. But all the people who came in the 60s and all these way showers kind of have that energy of like, let's get it right. Like they value time. They value coming here on earth. They know it's, you know, we've got a limited time. We know we're on a mission. So I've been doing healing work for the last 10 years. And although I can really, in a very short amount of time, pinpoint people's biggest blocks, biggest traumas, help them clear it, which then helps them make more money, align with their life partners or soul tribe, soul family, align with their life purpose, dream career, heal childhood wounds and traumas and lack of forgiveness and all that. I also discovered 3 years ago that I'm also very passionate about helping people, especially healers. Most of my clients are women, healers who want to get their gifts out there, make a bigger difference in the world, really align with their true gifts and abilities, and thrive on all levels, including financially, from their gifts. Because I really believe the vision I have is, imagine all the healers, lightworkers, starseeds on our planet, imagine them thriving, making as much money as they want, from their gifts, talents, and abilities, meaning we get to give more to the causes we care about. We get to build communities. We get to give back. We're the most generous people on the planet. We're not even attached to money, but imagine the freedom of being able to travel wherever you feel drawn to travel. Imagine the freedom of being a lot of us as empaths, we have a hard time working outside because we pick up on the whole, we pick up on so much. I used to just go from home to my work, and just on the way, going on the subway, I'd be completely drained because of all the energies around me. So imagine every empath just being exactly where they want to be, comfort of their own home, generating a whole business online. So the last 3 years I've been mentoring healers and heart-centered spiritual business owners, and teaching them everything they need to do so that they can experience their financial goals working from home, fulfilling their purpose.
That's awesome.
And it's been hugely successful. We've had tremendous results in such a short amount of time.
Now, I would like to talk a little bit more about, you know, we're obviously under a mind control spell, especially right now. It's gotten worse, but a lot of people are breaking free. A lot of people are starting to see that they've been under control their whole lives. Their entire history is a lie. Everything they've learned about themselves and our real history is—it's all been manipulated and changed to suit whoever's at the highest level and in these elite factions. But for people that are just starting to realize this and then just come out, it's they're kind of lost in a sea of all these conspiracies. Basically, you go on YouTube or not now, but BitChute or some of these other alternative platforms to try and educate yourself on what's going on, and it's just misinformation here, disinformation there, sprinkled with a little truth here and there. So it's hard for people to kind of determine what direction to go, where to look at. What's your best advice for people just coming into this reality and maybe looking for more purpose and a spiritual connection? What would you offer and tell them?
Yeah, brother, that's a great question. And 100% there are people out there who are like, where can we create stories that seem believable so that all the conspiracy people will share it, and then there'll be, it's just misinformation on purpose set up to set us up so that we get discredited. So there's a whole bunch of people who are new to this and they're like, oh my God, this, and there's kids in boxes and this and that. And it's like, they're purposely setting it up to make us look ridiculous, right? So whether it is that there is a flat earth or not, the point is it's a psyop bigger than this or that. And it's really important that when we're communicating with people that we're communicating from a heart-centered place, we're checking in, like, is me sharing stuff I've learned in doing my research going to help them, or is it going to push them away? If it's going to push them away, how can I share this information with them in a way that could maybe inspire them, motivate them, right? So if people want to know the information we know, they would have found it, right? Let's let go of the responsibility of being like, we have to share all the information we've learned with every person we know. That's the best way to scare them off. If they want, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? When we were ready, the teacher appeared through books, synchronicities, social media, YouTube videos and stuff like that. So one, I think now more than ever, it's important to be discerning, always check in. Does this feel true to me? We are in the age of Aquarius, which is the information age, and we really need to manage how much information we're putting in. Like, as much as I love your podcast and other podcasts that I listen to, I check in. I go, is this what I'm needing right now? And there's almost this guilt that I experience as a light warrior where it's like, no, every second has to be fighting the good fight, and it's not sustainable. Right, Chris, like, we do need to pause sometimes and, okay, now I'm going to listen to music that's going to inspire.
Yes.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm meditating where there's no information, right? So,
yep.
And we are in Libra season. So in honor of Libra season, let's integrate more balance in our lives where it's time learning, time integrating, time processing, time healing, time with our spiritual practice, with our 3D stuff, 5D stuff, spiritual, physical, mind, heart, time outside, time inside, time going within through meditation or ceremony, and time being out and about doing what we're doing, time in our business and practice, time with friends, having fun. So it's really important. So if you guys would like to activate that balance on all levels, we can just say yes to that to activate it. So yes, I would like some of that.
Yes.
Did I answer your question, Chris?
Oh, yes, definitely. I want to talk about how people can avoid some of these people that are spreading disinformation, like the whole New Age movement right now. I get emails hundreds sometimes a day for people who would like to come on the show and share their services, but I have to kind of vet a lot of these people and go through their website and look at their videos, and so most of the time I realize these guys are just trying to make a buck. They're selling us BS, and their message is, it's not genuine. and it's not anything that I can resonate with, so I'm not going to have them on the show. How can people kind of see through and sift through these people, you know?
First of all, my heart goes out to you, Chris, because I've been in that situation, because it's an extra job for you to now investigate these people and check in with your intuition and find out if they're heart-centered and good intentional, because there's a whole bunch of people who follow you and kind of unconsciously go, if Chris is interviewing them, then they must be heart-centered. So it's really important to put out that disclaimer that you're doing the best that you can. And I think you've said it a few times.
Like, and I always want people to do their own research, you know, look into this for yourself. I'm just presenting it for you, you know?
Exactly. So 100%, I believe it's important for us to, first of all, step one is to pray for it or set the intention that we're attracting. My prayer is I'm only attracting the people, the information that is for my highest good, and only the information I need for my life purpose, for my path. I don't want to spend my time learning about a whole bunch of stuff that isn't going to help me in my path. I just need to know what I need to know for what I'm here to be and do. And everything else, just the people, the information, the experiences, just set them aside. So I really feel like going within, setting that intention, first of all, and then always checking in with our discernment, especially when it's like too good to be true. Like this person, how's this person still alive? And they're talking about all this stuff, like just questioning, discerning. I feel as we're becoming more and more sensitive, there's a resonance. Does that resonate as truth? Like right now, I could be the biggest bullshitter on the planet, right? I could be a shape-shifting dark entity, whatever.
Right.
So, but what makes you know that this is resonating as truth? So tuning into your inner, how do you know when something is true? Do you feel it? Do you get like tingles, ear stuff? Some people just feel it, cold, hot. Like we really need to master intuition. If we're spending all this time and energy, one thing I would recommend is mastering, taking courses or reading books about intuition, because it's our GPS on how to navigate on this planet. And it requires us to go within. I've personally put out over 200 videos on YouTube where it's just like, activate your intuition, activate your third eye, root chakra healing. So it's just, I just embody a person who just, I want to give and give and give and make a difference on this planet, and enjoy it while I'm doing it. So, I would recommend finding a healer, a mentor, a teacher, a speaker that really resonates with you as someone who not only speaks your language, but you feel a closeness with them. Like I feel we're soul brothers on some level. So I personally am choosing to align myself and have these allies with people who feel like they're part of my soul family. And I'm sure a lot of people in your audience, when they talk to you, doesn't feel like they're just some random listener. Like there might be a soul connection with them. So why not call in your soul family so that we can all support each other in one way or another?
Right. And I like that you kind of have a broad range of things that people can do to reach, you know, enlightenment and better themselves and, you know, reach some kind of spiritual path. It's not just, you know, meditation. A lot of people say you have to do meditation, you have to do this. But I think it's more of what is actually energetically best for that person and what helps them reach that, you know, because each individual, I guess, has a different, you know, frequency and energetic tuning that these methods like meditation or, you know, any types of deep introspective work that you're going to do on yourself, it's different for each person. I like that you offer, you know, different things for different people.
Thanks, brother. And I feel, as much as we don't like to admit it, like I've drank from the new age Kool-Aid. So without even knowing it, I started becoming a follower of this new age religion, not knowing it was a new age religion and talking about the secret and things like that. And I realized that even that was purposely created to, it was almost like there were people who were stuck in like a tight prison. And then this new free range prison was presented to us. And it's like, oh, look, we're so free, but it was still a free range prison, which still had its traps. So I thought that was it. And I was preaching it like it was a new religion and I was a pusher of it. And I kind of snapped out of it and realized, wait, not that there's traps here and I don't want to box myself in here. And truth doesn't need a label. Truth is universal. And truth is supposed to piss people off. When you're really if we really knew the truth of who we are and if we're really speaking the truth, the reaction should be very aggressive. So
yeah,
that's when you know you're speaking the truth, when people start throwing stones at you metaphorically. Yeah.
Now, speaking of truth that could be shocking people and anger people, the ones that are in control right now, the ones, the elites, the hit rulers of this matrix, if you want to call it, they seem to be aligned with, you know, the darkest entities to gain this control over it. You know, some people think it's just because they want power and money. I think it goes well beyond that, especially when you get to the really high elite levels beyond politics, you know, the ones that the names aren't even mentioned. I think it's a very spiritual level, an occult level to them, to where they have aligned themselves with very dark entities, and they're using the power that or whatever they're getting from them exchange for whatever they're giving these entities. Would you agree that's what's going on at some of these higher levels?
100%, brother. I really believe that we came here pretty naive as light workers, healers, empaths, and we realize that the opposite of who we are exists on this planet. For, you know, for every angel, there might be a demon. And just to use like basic terminologies, or for a light worker, there needs to be a dark worker. And unfortunately, that's how it is on our planet. And I don't know if you remember the scene from Dark Crystal. Have you seen it, the original one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember the scene where like the shamanic beings kind of would die when one of the shaman, like they would do these sound vibrations?
Yes, yes.
When one of them would die, one of the Skeksis that kind of represent the reptilians would die. So it's almost like for every, let's say, shaman who's like a light worker transitions out of this reality, like a reptilian transitions out. And it's like this divine balance in this play that we're all in. And I really feel for some reason on this planet, in order for someone like us who prays to angels, there needs to be someone who prays to demons. For every one of us who's like, we want heaven on earth for all beings, there needs to be a mindset that says, I need hell on earth for all beings, right? So I don't know if we could exist. Apparently, we can't exist without it, apparently, right? So I don't know why the mechanism is the way it is, that, you know, in that way. But then again, we could just go back to where we were, where it's love and love and only love. And there isn't this experiment where we get to really know who we are. We're not going to know who we truly are till we're faced with our, it's in those moments when we're faced with our biggest darknesses and, oh my God, how am I going to overcome this, that we actually tap in way deep into what we didn't even know was there. And once we've accessed it and we embody it, we can't go back to not knowing it, because we had to dig in deep and become strong. And every author, every biography, every TV documentary of every celebrity just always has kind of the hero's, everyone has a hero's journey. So in that hero's journey, you face your biggest darkness, whether it's internal or external. And from that, we always have the power to alchemize it to our own advantage. And I feel like those beings, like I feel like there's weakness in man, like a lot of celebrities who, you know, give in and give in to these entities in order to get what they want. That's just weakness in man. But the higher up stuff that you're talking about, like there are super high level families and things like that where they continue the trauma. They, you know, they were satanically ritualized at a very young age, which was a very strategic, scientific, mechanical way of desensitizing us so that we become insensitive and continue to push the agenda. So they know that beings are not just going to naturally go, yes, I want to do this. So they know that that's not our default, that they put us through so much trauma in order for us to disconnect our empathy, so we become more like these entities and we can continue to push their agenda. And most of the times the people doing that are mind controlled. Like, they are being puppets. They are being used by entities through these rituals. So can we empathize with them? Can we send them love and healing? What if we're the, you know, here we are talking about the powers that be, like, what if we're the powers that be and they need us to help them? Or how can we take our power back and kind of create a reality where we've remembered who we are. Not just knowing how powerful we are, but we're exercising that power. And how can we send prayers and healing to those beings that are still stuck, because they probably need it more than anyone else. And the more we send hatred and add fear to them, the more it's feeding them.
Now, myself and many other people who have, enhanced empathic abilities and, even psychic abilities, or people that just go off their gut feeling more than others, so many that I've spoken with throughout the few years that I've been doing this have agreed that they feel like something big is going to occur during their lifetime, and not just what happened in 2020. That may be a part of it, but something even bigger is going to happen during this period that we're incarnated here. And I don't know if it's just something that's a false feeling or something collective going on, or is something really big really going to happen that we're picking up on. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, brother. I mean, I keep a pulse on what the media is pushing out, what the Hollywood sorcerers are putting out, because I don't know if you've heard the theory, I'm sure you have, where in order for them to do things to planet Earth, they need to put it out in plain sight.
Oh, yeah. Revelation of the method. Yeah,
exactly. So I don't know if you've seen V, but I highly recommend people check out V. I watched the older one from, I don't know if it was the 90s or whatever, and then there was a newer one that came out. But yeah, basically, a whole race of beings that come to planet Earth and they help us heal and they help us whatever evolve, and they offer the solutions to what our planet needs at a time of desperation. And but then few people start to realize that they're shape-shifting reptilians and that their intentions are not good. And I feel like this is in religion and it's in conspiracy and it's in going to be in the mainstream media right now. So, and you say it on every show, big reminder, hey guys, careful, question what's about to happen. So I feel like I remember as soon as lockdown happened, I went on a live stream and I just showed clips of the V TV show, and I'm like, careful guys, like question, thinking it was like my last, I was just like, this is it, it's happening. So I was just like, careful question. I feel like so one of my favorite prayers, Chris, you talk a lot about paranormal, connecting to higher light beings and higher dimensional beings, and you've had your own experience with it. So my favorite prayer is when I wake up in the morning is, I give infinite permission to all the beings of love and light who have their best, who have my best intentions in their heart, to do infinite things for me and infinite things for our planet and our universe, so we can all live in peace and love and harmony. And without that consent, without that permission, they're just sitting back watching and observing us go through what we're going through. So we really, the more we can bring in that energy and anchor it into planet Earth, the more we can work with these higher dimensional beings, light beings. And it's all in your wording. We can't just say, hey, all beings, because all beings means all beings. And there's a lot of false light beings. So only those beings that are for my highest good, and I'm for their highest good, and they're for my highest good, we give them permission to do everything they know to do. And there's daily work that we need to do. Can we, on a daily basis, pray or intend for all these lesson love energies and entities to go back to wherever they need to go, to close the portals, to and any negative intention just gets transmuted. Like, I feel like we can keep praying, indigenous people just believe with the drum medicines, like you just keep that heartbeat, you keep that, Buddhist monks also have instruments when someone's transitioning and going to the other life, they keep praying for them till they make it, because they know there's all these like trickery happening. So what is your medicine? For you, maybe, Chris, it's constant getting information out. So find that, try not to take on the world's problems, but just focus on one thing. How can I be the solution to one thing? This is the thing I love doing, and I'm great at doing it. And I'm just going to focus on that one thing and keep at it. If we each did that, I really feel we can co-create a better world. But yeah, I feel like pray for the best, but prepare for the worst, hope for the best. So hope for the best. Things won't get as crazy as we think it will. Prepare for the worst. Do I have an off-grid setup? Am I living in community? Do we have clean water? Do we have shelter? Do we have solar panels? Or are we growing our own food? So I think in this, and there's so many cultures before us in history that went through similar experiences. It's like history repeating itself. This is just the new incarnation of it. And the question becomes, if it's going to happen, how can we set ourselves up so that we have as many options and as many options as possible so that we can be in a, to experience the best, I don't know how to word it, but like have all the, have as many, what can we do now to set it up so that it's the smoothest version of what's going to happen? But my last post on Facebook was, this is exactly why we came here for. Like, we didn't come here for everything before. We came here for what's happening now. Like that, as a soul, some of us came exactly for what is about to go down. Some of our higher selves, as maybe some of us are freaking out, our higher selves are like, all right, this is what we're here for. War paint, swords out, let's go.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, Tarek, thank you so much for coming on. This is fantastic information. I know you want to close again with activation of sovereignty. Before you do, let everyone know if they want to find out more about you, your website, your services. How can they do so?
100%. So we did the activation. I could share one of my spiritual wraps. I could do a quick 1 minute verse to end it. The best way to reach me is tarekbibi.com, tarekbibi.com. There's a website there where you've got an intuition activation and a money manifestation MP3, weekly videos going out on YouTube to help you with all sorts of things. The last one was about boundaries. There's a video there about manifest anything now. People love it. It's got over 200,000 views. A lot of people are just materializing life purpose, relationships, financial abundance, health, whatever they're wanting. Indigo Prophet on all streaming platforms is my rap artist name. Indigo like Indigo Child and Prophet like Buddha. And we've got 5 albums out and each song has...
Hold on, you froze up for a second. We just missed the past like 30 seconds of you.
Oh, wow. Okay, bummer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. So, tarekbibi.com for all things healing and manifestation. And
you were talking about where you can find your rap music.
Indigo Prophet. Yeah, and thank you. Indigo, like Indigo Child, and Prophet, like Buddha, .com, or on Spotify or at all streaming platforms. YouTube, we've got tons of music videos. And you can hear all my rap work, inspirational poetry, rap lyrics. And I would love to conclude with a rap. So this song's called The Light Warrior Anthem, and we're about to shoot a video for it. We just need 200 more subscribers on my Spotify, so please help us reach that so we can put out the video.
Awesome.
And here we go. This is written for us. It's our anthem based on our experiences. They tried labeling me ADHD because my being's dialed into higher frequencies. They think I'm demented. I pause and reflect and cause I'm connected to higher dimensions. Sometimes I feel like, what is the purpose? Sometimes I feel like I'm less than and worthless. Sometimes I feel like I'm lost in the circus. My brain's wired different. I got unique circuits. This one's dedicated to all those being labeled as different, who don't fit into the system, who are misfits, who question their traditions, who are gifted and highly ambitious. We challenge authority. We can't be controlled. We're a growing minority. We won't do what we're told. We get angry and depressed, our feelings we won't suppress. The world is in a mess, so we're here to be our best. And awesome. Everything you see is your divine inherency. Potentially, we co-create infinite serenity within the century. Coexist yet live separately. I'm losing my religion. I'm losing my identity. Activate our infinite DNA genetically, releasing core traumas in our cellular memory. I vote for the people. Don't care about the presidency. I live in the now. I just care about the presidency. I lived through Atlantis. I've seen it get ruined. Father, forgive them for they not know what they're doing. Whether Pleiadian or human, you are the movement. So let's get together because you are the solution. They keep hanging and burning me, yet I keep coming back purposely. You're psychologically, emotionally hurting me. Everything was a blur to me. Felt like love deserted me, but it occurred to me. The only way to stop me is to murder me. But even if you did, I will live eternally. And even as a kid, I will feel you cursing me. You pick on me because you're big and mean. I could see through your every scheme. Nothing's what it seems in this dream. While love is embracing me, Demons are chasing me. Angels are saving me. I've been waiting so patiently, praying so hastily. Heart's been aching and paining me. We rising up steadily, waiting so readily with our spiritual weaponry. No room for jealousy. We're moving with empathy, especially presently when it comes to our legacy and planetary destiny. So if you'd like victory, then come stand next to me.
Sweet,
Indigo Prophet, y'all.
Yes, go check that out. Definitely, I'll have links to all that stuff in the description. Tarek, thank you so much again for coming on. I'd love to talk to you again in the future. We got so much we could talk about.
100%. Let me know how I can support you, and you got an ally in me, brother, and many blessings to you.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We will talk again tomorrow.